Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 11, Service to the Lord, Part 3, The Importance of Sadhu Sangha. Generally, people come into the association of devotees in order to mitigate some material wants. But the influence of a pure devotee frees a man from all material desires so that one eventually comes to relish the taste of devotional service. For devotional service is so nice and pure that it purifies the devotee, and he or she forgets all material ambitions as soon as one engages fully in the transcendental loving service of Krishna. A practical example is Dhruva Maharaj, who wanted something material from Krishna and therefore engaged in devotional service. And when the Lord appeared as four-handed Vishnu before Dhruva, Dhruva prayed to the Lord, Sthana Vilashi Tapasi Stitohang Twang Praptavan Deva Munindra Guhyam Kachang Vichinvan Api Divya Ratnam Swamin Kritartosmi Varun Nayache. O my dear Lord, because I engaged myself in your devotional service with great austerity and penances, I am now seeing you. Why, even great demigods and great sages have difficulty in seeing you. Now I am pleased, and all of my desires are satisfied. I do not want anything else. I was searching for some broken glass, but instead I have found a great and valuable gem in you. Thus, Dhruva Maharaj was fully satisfied, and he refused to ask anything of the Lord. The living entity, transmigrating through 8,400,000 species of life, is sometimes likened to a log which is gliding down a river. Sometimes by chance, a log washes up on the shore and is thus saved from being forced to drift further downstream. So here is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, which encourages every conditioned soul in this way, as we hear the prayers of Akura. Maivang mamadha masyapi syad evachita darshanam kriyamana kala nadya kvachit tarati kaschana. No one should be depressed thinking that he or she will never be out of the clutches of matter, for there is every possibility of being rescued, exactly as it is possible for a log which is floating down a river to eventually come and rest on the bank. This fortunate opportunity is also discussed by Lord Chaitanya. Such fortunate incidents are considered the beginning of the decline of one's conditional life, and they occur if there is association with the pure devotees of the Lord. For by associating with pure devotees, one actually develops attraction for Krishna. There are various types of rituals and activities, and some of them develop into material enjoyment, and some into material liberation. But if the living entity takes to those ritualistic activities by which pure devotional service to the Lord is developed in the association of pure devotees, then one's mind naturally becomes attracted to devotional service. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, it is stated by King Muchukunda, Bhavapavargo brahmato yada bhavej, janasya tarhi achuta satsamagamah, satsangamo yarhi tadaiva sadgatau, paravare she twai jayate mati. O my dear Lord, while traveling in this material world, through different species of life, the living entity may progress towards liberation. But if by chance he or she comes in contact with a pure devotee, then one becomes actually liberated from the clutches of material energy, and thus becomes a devotee of yourself, the personality of Godhead. When the conditioned soul becomes a devotee of Krishna, the Lord, by his causeless mercy, trains one in two ways. Krishna trains one from without through the spiritual master, and Krishna trains one from within through the super soul. As stated in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Uddhava to Lord Krishna, Naivo payanti apachitting kavayastavesha brahma yushapi kritam riddha muddha smaranta yongtar bahis tanu bratam ashubang vidhunvan acharya chaitya vapusha swagating vyanakti. My dear Lord Krishna, even if someone attains a life as long as Lord Brahma, he or she would still be unable to express one's gratitude for the benefits derived from remembering you. Out of your causeless mercy, you drive away all inauspicious conditions, expressing yourself from outside as the spiritual master and from inside as the super soul. Somehow or other, if one gets in touch with a pure devotee, and thus develops a desire to render devotional service to Krishna, then he or she gradually rises to the platform of love of Godhead and is thus freed from the clutches of the material energy. This is also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, where Lord Krishna himself says, Yadrichchaya mat katadau jata sraddhastu yat puman na nirvinno nati shakto bhakti yogosya siddhidha. O Uddhava, for one who is attracted by my activities out of his or her own accord, being neither lured nor repelled by material activities, then the path of devotional service leading to the perfection of love of God becomes possible. However, it is not possible to achieve the stage of perfection without the favor of a pure devotee or Mahatma, a great soul. For without the mercy of a great soul, one cannot even be liberated from the material clutches. What to speak of rising to the platform of love of Godhead? And this is also confirmed in the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in a conversation between King Rahugana of the Sindh province in Siberia with Jadabharat. When King Rahugana expressed surprise upon seeing Jadabharat's spiritual achievements, Jadabharata replied, Rahuganai tat tapasa nayati na chedya ya nirvapanad grihadva na chandasa naiva jaladni suryair vina mahat pada rajo vishekam. My dear King Rahugana, no one can attain the perfected stage of devotional service without being favored by a great soul or pure devotee. No one can attain the perfectional stages simply by following the regulative principles of scripture, or by accepting the renounced order of life, or by prosecuting the prescribed duties of householder life, or by becoming a great student of spiritual science, or even by accepting severe austerities and penances for self-realization. And similarly, when the atheist father Hiranyakashipu asked his son Prahlad Maharaj how it was that he became attracted to devotional service, the boy replied, Naishang metistavad rukramangrin sprishati anartha pagamo yad artaha Mahiyasam padarajo bishekam niskinchana nana vranita yavat. O best of the demons, my dear father, as long as one is not favored by the dust of the feet of pure devotees, then he or she cannot even touch the path of devotional service, which is the solution to all the problems of material life. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kai, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Thus, Lord Chaitanya told the Sanatan Goswami that all scriptures stress association with pure devotees of the Godhead. The opportunity to associate with a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord is the beginning of one's complete perfection. And this is also confirmed in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein the sages of Naimisharanya address Suta Goswami. Tulayama lavenapi nasvargam napunar bhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim utashishah. The facilities and benedictions which one achieves by association with a pure devotee are not comparable. They cannot be compared to anything, neither elevation to the heavenly kingdom nor liberation from material energy. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 11, Service to the Lord, Part 3, The Importance of Sadhu Sangha. Recorded July 28, 2021 by Nirantaradasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Gopinath, Gopinath, Niyata Charaneshthana, Mage e Pamara, Kandiya Kandiya, Korohe Karuna Dana. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.